Hey, it's Danny. Welcome to Anything Goes, and today I am joined by Ryan and Steven. We're going to be talking all about high school, playing some interesting games, talking about my YouTube channel, and just wherever the podcast takes us. Before we begin, a few quick things. I do have an Instagram and Twitter, which I will link in the description, and you can find on the bottom left of the screen right now. There will be exclusive updates and shoutouts that will only be posted on Twitter, so you should definitely check it out. Ryan and Steven, why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, it's Steven, a.k.a. Swaggy Steve.
What's up? It's Ryan, you know, T-Bokes.
I kind of want to start it off with what you guys think is going to happen to, like, the NFL or just any sport that is in the fall. If you think it's still going to happen or you think it's going to get canceled or you think there are going to be any rule changes even.
You know, I think the sports season's next year. I honestly don't think it'll get affected that much. I just think there's going to be playing with no fans, which for the players, it's probably going to be really weird. But as a fan, I don't think it'll be much different. I always watched it on the TV. I never went to many games.
Just to be watching, like, it on the TV and hearing, like, them celebrating with no fans cheering and just you hear them screaming or something like that.
Yeah, home field advantage isn't going to be jack diddly squat no more.
Yeah, I wonder if that will change anything.
Or if they mic up the players too, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, you hear them pretty clearly.
Oh, and the hits.
Although it's
the
NFL starts in September, right? Like beginning of September?
Yeah, first week.
So I would think they wouldn't cancel the season because I have somewhat of hope. I have some hope going back to school by then for most people. At least
what I think is going to happen is since, you know, it's a flu, it's going to probably like die down in the summer. Summer's going to be all good and normal. At least this is mainly what I'm hoping. And then I sadly think it will probably return.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll have a vaccine sooner than later. We got smart people working, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. As long as we can keep the summer, I'm happy.
I feel like if they take that away and we go straight into the school year, that would just be kind of a buzzkill. Just stressful.
Yeah.
It would be.
I don't like online school, to be honest. It's just not something I enjoy. My grades aren't the best with it, but, you know, I'm just trying to make the best of the situation, you know.
But what do you like better? What would you prefer for a month, let's say, if you could be in online school or in school? What would you choose?
Definitely in school.
Really? You don't think it's more difficult in school?
Okay, I like the way the scheduling is. I like, you know,
half days,
4-day weeks.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, just for some information, some background, our school does 4-day weeks, and like we get Fridays off up until like Memorial Day, and we have half days every day. Sorry, go on.
No, yeah, it's good. So I think we get a lot of stuff done. I think it's very efficient, but I just don't enjoy learning with the Zoom and stuff. I'm more of a visual learner, and it's just I'm not benefiting from it at all. And I also have low motivation to do work. That's just, like, full honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the teachers, too. Like, it's, you don't really realize it until it's taken away. But the teachers do, like, so much explaining. And it's a lot easier and direct to ask questions in person. Because I feel this especially for science, too.
Where, yeah, 100%.
Our teachers, you know, they can explain a lot of stuff.
And I feel like even though they're doing it online, that even if they did it as efficiently as they could, at the end of the day, it is half days. They can only get so far to teach us as, you know, answer 15 minutes of questions or do whatever to make sure the kids know what they're doing.
Yeah, science is where I'm definitely. It's because, like, honors bio is just something. It's, like, so fast-paced, so down your throat, and it's, like, really intense. And then moving it to online just changes everything. You don't have your teacher every day to ask questions and help you move along. So it's definitely like really confusing.
Yeah, I feel like you lose somewhat motivation that you hate to say it, but it is really easy to cheat. And that makes it a little bit more difficult to say to yourself, okay, let me not sit in my bed on my phone while, you know, the teacher's talking because I don't need to know this.
Yeah.
And I just get that.
I've been trying my best not to cheat.
Well, you're going to have to know it at one point. Well, I would think in life, if they're teaching it to you now, I would hope
I'm
some of
never
that.
going to have to know anything about cellular
Well, yeah.
respiration and NADH.
Yeah, it depends what job you take.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
I don't think I'll be a biologist. That
No.
might not my strong suit.
So, what would you say is really that much different, though, about high school and middle school? Like, if you were in middle school right now, would this be a lot easier for you? Like, would you love online school?
Yes.
You'd love it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'd love it.
Because you think
okay, well, no, okay. I take that back. Because eighth grade for Steven and I and, like, our friend group was so much fun. Eighth grade, like, it was such a blast. Because teachers, you know, they're nice, they're loose. I feel like schooling-wise, it would be a breeze. Like, but overall, I feel like I'd be missing out on more. And don't get me wrong, freshman year has a lot. Freshman years have been, like, really fun.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed a lot, you know, meeting all the Mountainsiders.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just different, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I feel that. That you're meeting new kids in high school, or at least in some high schools. You join together,
yeah,
you
Mountainsiders.
See new people.
Mountainsiders are cool, other than some that are weird and are
which
harass
we will
me,
keep
not
confidential right now because
yeah, we
you
will
don't
keep
know who's listening.
I will never say any names, but some Mountainsiders, you know, a little annoying, but they help me with school. I think Italian.
What would you say, Steven? Online school in eighth grade or in school? What would you rather be if you were in eighth grade right now?
If I were in eighth grade and I had the choice, it'd be in person just, you know, to get that last experience of middle school. But,
yeah,
like, if I didn't have a choice, then I think I would still enjoy online school because the workload's easy and I could pretty much just after school get on, like, video games with my friends.
Yeah.
Because I'm always backtracked with assignments and, like, you really have to, you know,
push through.
Motivate. Yeah, motivate through, push through all the workload.
So I'm sure there aren't many middle schoolers listening, but if there are, what would you say the difference in workload is? Like, is it really as dramatic as everyone makes it sound?
I think it is. I have to say, I think it is. It's a lot tougher. At least, well, okay, I give credit to the teachers of Columbia. They were good teachers. But even then, like, at least making the transition from all regular to, like all higher classes, it's definitely a lot more difficult, even for a regular class. For some kids who struggle and stuff, like, it's tough. But you just gotta, if you're willing to push yourself and still study, and, like, you'll do fine. You just gotta manage your work and manage your time. I think that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, like, for managing work, the thing that I found, like, most helpful, even though it's really hard, is, like, even if the teacher says the assignment's due Friday and it's Monday, like, you should get that assignment done as soon as possible so it doesn't stack up. So maybe, like, Thursday, since you already did those assignments, you'd have, like, that one free day and, like, you could have fun.
Yeah, I feel like that's the huge difference between middle school and high school is just it sort of, like, teaches you to be more, what's the word, responsible with your schoolwork because you do get two assignments that are due in 2 weeks and you sort of just throw it off because you're not used to that. I feel like in middle school I got a lot of, okay, here's a math worksheet. Just do it by tonight. So you have to do it that day. But some of these assignments, you can leave to the last day, but it starts to add up if you don't do it as soon as you can.
Yeah. The other thing with high school, teachers are, they're great in high school. I will say that.
Yeah.
They're very good. But the main thing with teachers are, they don't teach you less, but it's a lot more teaching yourself. And that's not due to, like, the teachers' fault. It's more or less just high school in general. You're gonna have to teach yourself more stuff, and especially with online school, it's a lot of teaching yourself stuff, and I can't teach myself bio.
Yeah,
like the textbook, it's just hard to read through a textbook. Like, it has all the answers, but just those huge blocks of text, it's really hard to get in your head. Remember the first few weeks, like, just even us as freshmen, like, we were just wild. You know, like, all the upperclassmen, they're all, like, pretty much, I'd say, tame. But all the freshmen are just, you know, running through the hallway.
Banging
chaotic.
Against the hall. Yeah, and I think that's what you want to stay away from. Because I think you're so
yeah.
used to being at the top of the food chain at your old school that even though you're telling yourself, yeah, there are these kids with beards and, you know, they look a lot older, that you still have that idea in your mind that you control the school. you got to get out of your mind as quickly as you can.
Yeah, I think football was a big help into getting me accommodated to high school.
Yeah,
I have to say, because I got to see some upperclassmen. I also have an older brother who's in high school. Huge, huge thing, because he's a cool lad at Nick Tarabokia. he's a cool guy, and he just all of his friends I knew. So coming into high school, I think the transition was definitely easier for me. And I wasn't as scared as I thought I would be. I don't know if it was like a... I also knew some Mountainsiders like you. I knew the Mountainsiders from football. And it made it easier meeting more new people.
No, I agree with the sports part. And the sports definitely make it easier, especially if your sport has a preseason. Before school even starts, you're already meeting people and you don't have to meet them in a school scenario. You can meet them doing something you like. If you had to tell me one thing that school that was going to be different about school when we come back from this whole coronavirus thing, what do you think is one thing that will permanently change for the entire year?
I think one of the, not necessarily like a permanent change, but like something on the short term, is like communication skills, because it'll be easy with the boys, but if I had to talk with a girl after like the whole corona thing, I'd probably be able to like say one sentence.
Be all new.
I was already bad at it. I was already terrible.
At least
at
you're being honest.
I gotta be truthful. I was already bad at it, and it's just getting so much worse because we're losing like a whole 2 months of topics to talk about, and now it's
by
just
yourself.
I encountered the first person I encountered that wasn't my family was this old guy who was telling me how to shoot a basketball today.
Yeah.
That was the most social encounter. I was just trying to shoot some hoops, and that's the most social encounter I've had
with
someone other than my family.
Would you say it was awkward?
I don't know, because it was a sweet old dude just trying to teach me how to shoot, so it wasn't as awkward.
Could have been a retired like college athlete, you know, who could have won a championship.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was nice, but it was definitely weird because he definitely did not care about Corona. You know, he was
Touching the basketball?
Rule. Yeah. Touching the basketball. He was, like, super close to me. He went to shake my hand, and, you know, how am I supposed to react?
Yeah.
So I shook his hand, and he left, and I went inside and washed my hands, disinfected everything, and disinfected the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, hey, I think I handled the situation pretty great. I don't know how I was supposed to react. But, I mean, he was just a nice old guy, and that's the thing with this whole corona. It's changing so much, and it's wiggle weird.
And I think it's like, obviously the parks opened, or at least in New Jersey, the parks opened on Saturday. And I think that just gave everyone a idea to start hanging out with people. I think they took it wrong, because I've seen a lot of people hanging out or biking around with friends or doing all those things, and I'm kind of worried that that's going to have some sort of effect on how
the numbers
we go back.
Going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, numbers are kind of going up, and it's just, I don't know, I don't want to be here much longer.
You're not going to be here much longer?
No, I said I hope to not be here much longer. Even if it does come back, like, October-ish, I think we'll know how to handle it, and we'll be close on a vaccine.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about having to wake up early again and doing all those things, because I feel like
that's
becoming
so
a distant.
True, dude.
Yeah, it's becoming a distant thing. Is like having to wake up early every morning and go somewhere is not in my mindset anymore. Especially when summer comes around, that's another 2 months of, you know, nothing.
Even if we're back.
Yeah.
Even if we're able to do stuff, it's still going to be like a no schedule. Thank God if we do have football, then I will kind of have a schedule, because I'll have to wake up at like 7 and then go outside and, you know, just work out and stuff. And I'll probably end up doing like double sessions, which is definitely, I'm just going to try to keep as busy as possible. I'm going to waste no time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play a single bit of video games over the summer, if granted. If we're back.
Yeah.
It's a lot of ifs and buts.
There's always something you could be doing instead of, like, video games. Like, even just small things. Because, like, I started working on, you know, like, finger strength, which will help, like, gripping the football.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, just the smallest things too, like calf raises, because, like, to be honest, I don't think anyone pays attention to their calves.
That's such a fact.
Or even just getting up and walking. Like, you don't think it does anything. But, you know, if you were to play video games for 10 hours one day, you know, what if you walked for 10 hours, even though that sounds really cheesy?
Yeah.
It's true.
I walked 4 miles with my family today, and I haven't played video games all day, and I have to say I feel refreshed.
And that's the thing, is that video games are fun. And I think I'll give the people that, is that the people who play video games, they have a reason to. That when I played video games, which I don't really anymore, I had a lot of fun doing it. And that's the problem, is that it's hard to stop doing it. So once I stopped doing it, it opened my eyes to other things. Even though that sounds very cliche, I honestly believe that, like, I have trouble playing video games now because I feel like I'm going to get sucked back into the idea that I have to do it and give me less time to do homework or working out or hanging out with friends even. It somewhat takes away from it.
Instead of, like, doing video games, though, if you have, like, free time, would you just, like, watch Netflix instead? Or do you, you know,
so
do something?
Yeah, that's a good question. I usually, if I'm really not doing anything, and it just say we're a summer day and I had 12 hours to myself, I think a lot of that actually goes towards talking to people on the phone, that I actually found that I really like doing that. It's just talking to someone on the phone and feel like I'm hanging out with them almost. And yeah, Netflix. I love
but
Netflix still.
I definitely agree with that. But another, like, main reason I play video games, like, I don't even play for the game half the time. I really just play it to talk with my friends. Because most of the time when I do play, you'll never see me playing video games alone. Like, I don't play video games alone, like, at all. I play it a little every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But I'm always playing with, like, I feel like it's 11 o'clock at night, you know. I couldn't hang out with my friends, and we're all hopping on, like, Xbox or, like, CSGO or something like that. I really don't feel like I could be doing much better at that time.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't see an issue with playing. But if it's, like, you know, 12 a.m., beautiful day out, or p.m., I don't know, 12 p.m., whatever, and it's beautiful day out, sun's out, no clouds, and none of my friends can hang out, like, I might as well go for a run, walk into town, just hang out, play hoops with my brother and just stuff like that. I feel like video games, although it's fun, and right now it's a savior because I have nothing else to do, especially when it's, like, cold and rainy.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's a savior, but, like, once we're free, it's, like, it's going to be like a weight has been lifted.
No, yeah, I think that's one of the greatest things about video games, at least when I played it, is that it was a form of communication, just a form of, like, okay, you know, let's all hang out because we're all in a party together and we all want to do this. Let's all hang out. And I think that's obviously something that can only benefit you, is to talk to other people, get social skills from that. But
yeah,
I don't know. I think after Fortnite, and that was a while ago, I never came back. Yeah. When Fortnite was a huge thing, like, I loved it a lot, obviously, like most people did. And I played it, you know, once I got home up until I had to go
people
to bed.
People who say they didn't lie. People who say they didn't enjoy Fortnite at one point.
Yeah, I don't know what else you were doing. And obviously I find it, you know, if you still play Fortnite, sure, that's okay. But, you know, it's a...
I don't know, man.
It's a controversial topic.
It should be deleted.
Deleted.
Okay. I wouldn't mind that either. Just eliminate it. Or make it like, you know how there's like, you have to be a certain age to play video games? Make there like an age max. Like, you can't be over like 10.
So you get all the 10-year-old kids. Get rid of all the tryhards.
Yeah. We like Fortnite.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you don't get that much anymore. You don't get any of
that. Yeah, it was a lot worse, like, a year ago.
Little Fortnite kids. Although, what other games are big right now? Because I don't really, you know, I've asked this question, I believe, in a previous podcast before, but, like, what games do you guys play? What would you suggest other people play?
COD Modern Warfare is a great game.
It makes you toxic.
It makes you toxic, yes. I stopped getting angry at games with quarantine because I was like, it's so stupid. It's just a video game. And then I started to play COD, and I would rage so hard because I'm terrible. You can ask Steven. You can ask anyone I play with. I'm terrible at video games for the most part. No, actually, CSGO, I was popping off last night. But no, I'm just not good at video games. It's just something that's not in my strong suit.
So how do you keep playing?
It's always been like that. Because it's fun. That's the reason. Yeah. Like, if I tried to be the best at video games, like, I don't want to sit in my, you know, chair in a puddle sweating. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing it for fun. And I suck.
Yeah, but you would say most people do it for fun, right? They're not doing it expecting to get some scholarship in a college because they're playing video games.
I don't know, man. Some people got their head in the clouds with video games.
Sweaty. I don't get it.
Yeah. Although some people are just naturally good at games. At least on the Xbox.
Yeah, but that doesn't give you a right to be sweaty. I guess like, and being toxic. Toxicity is one thing that just draws me away from a game. If there's like a toxic community, it's definitely something that makes me not want to play a game.
Want to define the word toxic? Because I feel like everyone has a different idea of what that is.
Like, getting mad at you for making, like, mistakes and, like, just yelling at you for, like, just trying to play the game. And, like, I mean, unless you're trying to throw the game, like, there's no reason to yell at your friend for not being as good. It's like yelling at someone who's not as fast as you to just be fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, that was a bad example because you can get faster.
That was an interesting example.
That was a terrible example.
Don't run faster, you're sweaty.
No, I don't know. Like, sleep more. No, you know what? I'm done. Steven, take the mic.
Being toxic. Bad. No, being toxic is just yelling at your teammates, I'd say.
So you think it's basically just form of raging? Is that more people rage, is more people are being toxic, it's sort of the same.
I think raging and toxicity is a little different, because if you're toxic, it's more directed towards someone. But if you're raging, you're just like, I don't think that's toxic. I think toxic, you can be toxic and rage, but you're not always raging and toxic. It's like the rectangle and the square thing.
Wait, so if you're toxic, you're raging? But if you're raging, you're not always toxic?
Yes, boom, right on the nose.
So are there any other games that you play? Or is it just...
CS. CSGO is fun.
And that came out a while ago, right? Like, that's...
That's an
like
old game.
10 years old.
That came out...
I think 2000.
2012.
Yeah.
August 21st, 2012. That is an old game. And the thing is, the community there... Like, in the I played it, like, a long time ago, and it was, like, a toxic community, and now it's just people who are just, like, memeing around, and it's fun.
Yeah. So what's the least toxic game? I haven't heard.
Minecraft.
That isn't even
definitely.
Online?
It's a game.
So you're saying, like, servers.
Okay. Like, with your friends, like, no one's gonna rage unless you find diamonds and then fall in lava. But, like...
Or they just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm still not gonna rage. I play that game and it's soothing.
Yeah, you know? It is. It's like, I feel like that game is
relaxing.
I don't think that game will ever.
Oh, I think any of us did.
Yeah, I think most people in their life play Minecraft. I would say.
100%. At least from our like age.
Yeah, that's just a part of my. Although, I have a YouTube channel. Well, obviously, if you're watching it on there, it's VCR Clan. By the way, you should check it out unless you're on it already. And I started, I remember I made like 100, like at least 100 different Minecraft videos. And I was planning on just uploading all of them. And then I found Agario, which is an online game that you could play with people. And I just started uploading that. And I totally forgot about the 100 plus Minecraft videos that I just never uploaded. And I'm really tempted.
Bro, you should upload them all.
Yeah.
I think you should.
I would watch it.
I don't say anything. I don't say anything.
Oh.
It's just me playing like Minecraft mini games. It's
bro,
amazing.
You gotta get that good voiceover.
Yes, the voiceover of me as a 12-year-old. Yes, exactly.
No, you do the voiceover now.
With my voice now.
That would be so weird. I don't know, but I think that would be weird knowing that, like, a 10-year-old Danny is playing and then 15-year-old Danny's talking. It's just like...
I would feel weird.
Oh, did the hot sauce video. On VCR,
Colin,
on VCR clan.
Colin and I. Oh wait, no.
No, was it was Brayden and Raimi. It's Brayden and Raimi, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys should totally watch that. That's a great video.
That is an amazing video.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Well, you are missing out. I don't know what happened to my YouTube though. Like, I don't know. I just obviously I'm doing podcasts now, but still.
Danny, do you remember when I ate that hot sauce at your house? It was like
you freaked out.
No, I didn't, bro.
No.
Like
so
champ.
to put it in perspective,
that like a champ.
To put it into perspective, I gave Ryan a chip with
it was an Oreo.
Hottest...
I put it on a cookie.
on with the hottest, the Carolina Reaper sauce, because that's what I have in my house.
I gobbled that up.
A little bit. I gave him like a tiny little bit, and he gobbled it. Right, he was totally fine with it, because it was like such a small amount. Right, you can agree with
and
that.
And then I got
so then,
another one.
Then
and
I
it was
gave
like...
him another one. He started chugging milk immediately and spitting it right back out into the cup.
I didn't spit it out.
So there was Oreo. There was Oreo milk.
I did not spit it out, bro. I finished that. I finished that. I 100% finished it. I remember that.
I remember
and
you
we made
going
Mountain
over to
Dew
my
eggs.
Sink. Yeah, I remember you going to over
yeah,
to
and
my
I
sink.
Ran my mouth under the sink. That stuff was hot, but I ate it like a champ. And I'm terrible with spicy food. I was unfazed. It could have been how tired I was.
No, because then
I
you were awake for the rest of the night.
Yeah, because it woke me up. And then we started like lifting weights at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that
was. Oh, fun. Was that at the sleepover?
Yeah, the one that you left.
yeah.
The one that you went home.
I should not have.
We got no sleep, bro.
Steven was tired.
We slept in. I've never slept until 1 o'clock. I remember I woke up. Yeah, you wasn't it like it was Rocco and Cole and they went. Was it or was it you? Who went to see the sunset?
No, I definitely didn't.
Okay,
and then
yeah.
They
go
to
see,
open the door.
It's 7 o'clock. They're like,
oh my God.
They're like, yo, we're gonna go see the sunset. Who wants to join us?
The sunrise,
Rocco and Cole
sunrise.
pulled an all-nighter. I was out at like 4, and they were like, I want to go see the sunrise.
It was
and
cloudy.
I was like, no. I was like, I slept in to like 1.
Yeah, and it was
during
cloudy.
The day.
They didn't see any
sun. I felt
sun.
Unfazed, actually.
And then they told me to wake up. They knocked on my window. Because I was sleeping. I was sleeping perfectly fine. They knock on my window at like 7:15 in the morning. Coming back like 10 minutes later after I told them I'm not going because it's cloudy. And they asked me to
open
the door.
Griffin left at like 7.
Yeah. Yeah, he was out early. Well, anyways.
No, that was... We made TikToks, bro. I'm amazing at making TikToks, but, you know, they can never blow up because they're too good.
Remember
TikTok
when TikTok
has to
was
limit
cringy?
Me.
Remember, like, when
bro,
it was
that was when
musically?
I made, like... I had a full TikTok account with, like, 40 videos.
I still think
they're,
that's
and it wasn't
videos.
Even, like, singing. They were funny,
you should've
bro.
Them. You should have kept them.
I took them down. I had to for my dignity. I still have a few now that are, like, privated. Hilarious. I just made one. I posted it on, like, another account. See if it would go viral. After one day, I got, like, 6 views. Instantly took it down.
No, if you posted it on your regular account, you would have got more.
Fine. You know what? I'll do it. Everyone, I'll put it on. I think it's, like, Yoink Mama 420. Everyone, go check it out.
Oh, so now you're
linking
yourself.
It's going to be a TikTok.
Yourself.
You can just play the clip, like, right now. I don't know if you can do that.
That was a shameful.
No, I'm kidding.
Hold on, I'm gonna mute Ryan real quick.
Bro,
that's enough talking. I think you got to the boot. I think you get the boot.
I'm at the limit. Just disconnect.
I think your time is done here. Thank you for joining us, Ryan.
Dude. I'm out. Peace. That's the thing with high school. I feel like. I've just been doing more fun but stupid stuff.
Yeah, you do stupid stuff. And
you
it's just
oh,
how
you
control
thank
it.
Thank you, Danny. I feel like that was very directed at me.
Well, you also
you meet
stupid people too. So.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. That is very true.
It's just how you treat the situations, but you get a lot of stupid things.
Yeah, you can't be
like,
grumpy.
Like, yeah. It doesn't have to be bad.
You just gotta...
The stupid stuff can still be,
yeah,
like, you know, not terrible.
Yeah. Because but like, sometimes it's like a border though, which was like the main thing from middle school. It's like, you know, the border of like fun and just like straight stupid. Out weird.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I feel like Columbia kids, since, you know, we were separated in elementary school and stuff, we all had like a different relationship. We were all like separated, had to remake friends. While you Mountainsiders, you all are like
we were put in a
brothers
pond.
And sisters.
Yeah.
Like,
but we
tightly
were like, yeah, and then we were put in a pond that we had to like take in these 200 other kids. That
bro,
we,
it's not a pond. It's like a lake.
Ocean.
No, bro, an ocean is college.
No, yeah, we have a small high school. We have like a high school of like, what is it?
1,000.
Well, no, our grade is like 300.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
So it's a fairly small grade, I think, compared to other high schools.
Yeah, I think we have the smallest grade in the school. Around it, at least.
Yeah. Probably the seniors, I'd say.
Oh yeah, the grade below us is massive.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially our school too. Like our grade, to put it in perspective, our grade is like 67 or something like that, and then I think the other grade is like 110 or something like that.
All freshmen are just gonna get hated on.
And we are freshmen, just, so we can
exactly
sort of speak. Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, we can say that.
Yeah,
we're not threatening you. It's difficult because it's
yeah
hard to do something right as a freshman. It's hard to like.
Yeah, that's so true.
That you don't want to lay low. Like I'm not telling you to be scared, but at the same time, it's like. You know, just
don't try to
smart.
act like you're a sophomore or junior, because then you're just gonna get ripped apart.
Yeah, because why would you want someone who's younger than you thinking,
trying to size you up?
Yeah, that they are you.
Yeah, they all get, you know, like a defensive, you know.
Yeah. They do. And that's just part of high school, I think. I don't think it's any high school in particular.
Yeah.
It might be worse in other high schools than ours.
He watches soap operas.
You don't gotta expose
him
like that. You don't gotta expose him.
Yeah, I watch. Let me see. What soap operas do I watch?
Big Bang.
I don't know. I don't even. I barely even.
Are you
know
currently
what soap
looking
operas
them up?
Are. No, I'm looking at my history. I watch. Santa Barbara. Whatever that is.
All right, Ryan.
I think we got soap
it.
Opera weekly. I'm a soap opera connoisseur. I think I'm gonna go to a soap opera like IRL, like on Broadway.
I feel like that quarantine thing is making you kind of insane.
Yeah, I shaved.
I'm gonna shave my head.
Oh, honestly. If a group of friends did it, I'd shave my head.
I would never do it.
You don't got that much hair,
I couldn't,
though, Danny.
Yeah,
that's
but
insane.
I have a huge head. I have a
if
huge head.
If the girls weren't so nasty, I'd shave my head.
Yeah, that's such a fact. If I knew I wasn't going to get shredded apart,
yeah.
Like, I would do it.
All the pictures that are going to be saved when you're like in college and you just get a random person that sends like a freshman picture where you thought you were cool and you shaved your head. Oof.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Getting a girlfriend, like, you shave your head, it's zero.
It's over for you.
Like, not saying they're that high right now, but, like, they drop even lower. It just goes from, like a 2% chance to, like, a negative 5.
You lose that little bit that you got.
I lose my 2% edge.
You both have siblings, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you say siblings make it easier right now?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I play basketball with them, work out with them, just chill out, watch
TV. Yeah, it's so boring. Like, when my sister's at college, it's just boring.
Yeah, I guess you got nothing else to do, right?
Yeah, it's like, because I'm bigger than her, you know? You know, it's just nice to pick on her sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, my brother, he's like 5'9" and a half. Claims to be 5'10", I'm now 5'8", and I'm getting up on him. It's always great to just tell him that I'm gonna be taller than him, because I'm 5'8" and I haven't really hit a growth spurt, and he's done, and he's like maybe 5'10".
Yeah,
and I'm just, that's one of the best feelings. It's just being taller than like everyone. You would know, Danny, because
yeah, because
you're like a tree compared to everyone.
6'2".
Bro, I remember last year when I first met you and I was like 5'4", and you were like 6', and I was like, I wrenched my neck trying to talk to you.
Yeah, that's you were a little bit bigger then. I remember that.
Yeah.
You were big. Although you did grow.
Ice skating.
I think, like, even Steven, you're pretty tall, right? Are you like 5'9", 5'10"?
Oi. 5'11".
I'm sorry.
Damn, you just undercut his height by like 3 inches.
I'm surprised. If I was 5'11", I would just say I'm 6'. There's no way.
That's what I do.
Yeah, okay.
You got to be honest. You know, honesty is the best policy.
Well, now I have a recording of you saying you're 5'11".
Oh, I take it back. Honesty with your height, you know. I may be rounding up. If I'm like 5'11 and a half, I'll be like, yeah, I'm 6'.
Well, yeah, if you're 5'11 and a half, sure.
Yeah, like the second I hit 5'8 and like a quarter, I'm going to round up to 6'2".
Yeah.
I'm just gonna start rounding up 5 inches every time.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to take this to a totally new segment to sort of, you know, end this. And I'm going to just ask a couple would you rather questions.
You're going
to
have
to answer with
I like that.
Okay.
The best of your ability. I'm going to just let you two talk. I'm just going to read the question.
All right.
Looking for a non-cheesy one. Would you rather not be able to see or not be able to hear? I'll just leave it there while I look for others. Discuss. Thank you.
I don't like that one. They both suck.
Ooh. I'd say not be able to see because I am tired of looking at Ryan's face.
Nice.
I'll throw one out there, Danny, while you look. Okay. Right. Would you rather be able to fly or...
Fly.
Have super strength.
Fly.
I mean, but if you have super strength, you could essentially fly.
I think you took that.
That word.
You're so strong. You flap your arms at such a
your legs.
You just jump hard enough, you'll go like 50 feet. I'd probably go with super strength because that normally correlates with super jacked. Like
you could fly. Are you kidding me?
You could
what
swim
am I gonna
in
do
the
with
air
that?
If you have super strength.
Or just your jump, you know, your vertical would be insane.
Yeah, you could dunk. Think about it. You could just dunk on like 30 feet rims.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one. Would you rather be like 20 feet tall or like 2 feet tall?
2 feet. 20 feet I would just die when someone like touches my leg. Just split in half.
Yeah, how are you supposed to put on weight?
So then let's say,
what are your organs going to look like?
8 inches tall or 10 feet or 15 feet tall? That's a little bit more difficult.
You could get like just
stomped on.
Yeah, you could get stomped.
Although if you were tall,
man,
you would just get beaten on.
Diffuser. When you think about it.
Just crawl into
like
little...
Yeah.
Yeah,
although if you were
go to the NBA,
if you were that tall,
just go to the NBA.
Imagine all you could do if you were like 15 feet tall. As long as you're not like breaking your legs.
You realize all your stuff has to be specially made.
Yeah, well,
like pants. You realize how much pants are gonna cost you?
Extra extra large pants.
Like I'm gonna need an extra long pair of jeans.
All right, would
if you sneezed, it'd rain.
Yeah, and it would take like people a second to feel it. Give them like 2 minutes.
Would you
rather have the same phone forever or the same haircut forever?
Oh, if I got a fresh haircut,
right now. Whatever cut you wanted now, that's the
would
cut
it grow?
That you get.
Would it grow?
No, it wouldn't.
Would it grow?
No, you keep the same haircut.
I don't know. I think I'd go with hair because I got not to flex. Even though right now it's really butchered up because I tried to give myself a mullet, and it actually looks good now. But, like, I feel like a phone, it like, my phone in 30 years probably will just not even turn on.
Mm-hmm.
In 5 years, I'm going to get, like, hopefully a new one soon.
Yeah, and that's true. Phones soon are going to be
able
to, like...
I've had this thing for a while.
Like, think about phones in, like, 10 years. It could probably be a lot better, and you just wouldn't be able
to. Yeah, 10 years ago, people were using Nokias and Blackberries.
I can only imagine. Would you rather never be able to leave your house or only be able to be in your house for 5 minutes at a time?
months ago, I would have said only be in my house.
Yeah.
But now, well, I'd say find a way.
How are you going to sleep? Where are you going to sleep? You have to sleep outside. Yeah, well, you got to find someone else's house.
You said my house. I could just go to my homie's house and sleep for like, sleep there.
All right. That's true, but I guess you're not
going to here's the strat. Here's the strat with that. Ready? So you buy like a 2x2 square foot home and put it under your name. Your family moves somewhere else, and then you just, you sleep with your, it's not your house, you sleep in your family's house.
I see that.
That's big brand. That's melon brand. That's literally melon brand. So it's called Will You Press the Button? And every time you press the button, you face side effects.
Ooh.
Okay, the first one. You gain the ability to forget things, allowing any experience to feel new and exciting. But you will get Alzheimer's when you're 40 years old. No.
I don't care about forgetting things because you just...
Yeah.
Wait, say the first part of it. Say the first part of it.
You will gain the ability to forget things like...
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Maybe death or something like that. You wouldn't have to think about it.
Yeah. And then, but you get Alzheimer's at 40?
I feel like you would rarely want to forget things. Or maybe a couple things in your childhood.
It's pretty much
do.
Asking if you want Alzheimer's when you're little.
Except by choice.
Yeah.
All right. Next
okay,
one.
Ready? You become immortal, but you won't feel the happiness of life.
Ooh.
I go with no.
I say that the point of life is to be happy. That's kind of deep, I know. But what's the point?
So, like, how does that work? Like, you just get shot in the head?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you keep living.
You just keep living with a bullet in your head.
I'd go with no.
Yeah, I'd say no.
Okay. Every day is filled with much happiness for everyone whose eyes you look into, but your life is cut in half.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You will be successful in everything that you do, but you can't have kids.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
No. I think I want kids.
Can't you adopt?
Oh, yeah. Can you? Well, that's having kids. You're still... Like, you're not literally having it, but you're...
Could have a wife. You could, like, this is saying successful in everything. So I could go to the NBA and NFL and MLB.
I guess.
And become... I can literally be Jesus. But I can't have kids.
All right, well, I think that's where I'm going to end the podcast. We're getting near an hour.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was fun talking to you guys.
On the podcast. I had a blast. I would be down to return anytime.
Of course. Comment if you want them back. If you don't want them back, also comment that. And I think I'm going to wrap it up there. If you have any questions about what we said or just something you want me to say in the future, please leave a comment, say something, and I'll probably answer them, or most definitely answer them. And
Return of Swaggy Steve and T-Bokes if you want us back. Hashtag return of Swaggy Steve and T-Bokes.